On WPTF for the Weekend Gardener, it's 9:08 WPTF time. Mike Rayleigh here along with Rufus Edmonston, and we're joined by Mart Bumgardner, who is an extension agent in Orange County. Keep wanting to say Johnston County. I love Johnston County. I love Orange County too. I met my wife in Orange County. You see,
you did. So
I have mentioned it zillions of times. 52 years ago, I met her at Camp Chestnut Ridge.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know where that is.
That is near Eflin. It's just south of Eflin.
Right.
And yeah, so we
they've got a great horse program over there. Horseback riding club.
Yeah, they didn't have any of that. There's a huge staff now, and they. We had, 10, 12 people back then for staff, waterfront and
so you were
counselors.
Working at Chestnut Ridge?
Yeah, I was a counselor at first, then a lifeguard later on.
Oh, yeah, see the man in his lifeguard gig? Oh, my.
I had a shirt, like a football shirt. It was cut off. I mean, it was so worn, had so many holes in it, I cut it off. But it was so hot. I mean, we didn't have air conditioning. And the photo was taken in July 4th, because I was out there with some lime making lines for some games that we were going to have.
Right, yeah.
Line in the field. One of the many jobs of the lifeguard.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, on our Odyssey, on one of the trips where you got us lost up in Roxborough, we drove back through there, and you said, over there is where that camp
that's
is.
Right, that's right. That. It was a few miles away, but yeah, we came out at Eflin. We did not intend to. Why do I have to keep
Roxborough?
Well, we were not exactly. We were in Timberlake, and then then we went to the Flat River Cafe.
And went around and around and around and around.
And beautiful.
For the second time.
Beautiful. Yeah,
you passed it again.
But we were using GPS, and GPS kept sending us.
Those things are crazy, aren't they?
It's because it lost telemetry, so it didn't know where it was going, and I.
So it started over.
Yeah, I should have stopped. Well, I finally did stop, but. Oh, we got two Phils on the line. Let's bring up Phil Campbell this morning, and one of the former commissioner in Wake County and town councilman in Garner. Phil Matthews is also with us, friend
Good
of yours,
friend, yeah.
Rufus. Phil Campbell, how are you, ladies first?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really well. I've had my.
I hadn't seen you in 2 weeks, and yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
I
so
second cataract surgery, and I'm doing good now.
Did you get out and drive, even though you were told not to?
Oh no. No,
okay,
I didn't.
Good.
I did what I was supposed to do.
Good for
you.
So
now I can find all the aphids, and I can find all the aphids and thrips and all the little bugs crawling around.
Well, you didn't have any complications, and it's
a
miraculous operation. It really is. The technology is absolutely
I did really
amazing.
Well. I've got a little bit of a sinus infection, but hey, that just goes.
Well, you have those a lot, and it's just part of the game. There's not much you can do about them.
No, it's part of living in North Carolina and working at and running a nursery.
Hey, you want to come out if you feel like it? You want to come out next week? We'll be at the farmer's market. Johnny Coley will be sure. with us. You want to come out too? All right. I asked you on the air, put you on the spot. I was going to ask you anyway.
That's good.
Well, have you cleaned up the mess since we had that wonderful party for the award-winning Mike Raley?
Oh, yeah. And I'm
not
so,
for me, for the show.
What a great day.
Yeah,
what a great day.
Dadgum. I don't know how many people came out.
I haven't had a chance to tell everybody how much I appreciate everybody. And, Mark, you're there. I appreciate everybody coming. It was a great day.
It was.
The weather turned out really nice.
It was great.
Lots of people came. The food was good.
Oh, the food was excellent. That's one of the first things that's one of the first things Mark talked about was the food.
Yeah, you were spot on. You were spot on for Super Bowl for me for those chicken wings.
Uh-oh.
They were good chicken wings from Food Lion.
Wow, they were wonderful. Wonderful.
And, and who were the folks that catered that, Phil?
Well,
I mean, that
Sharon and her daughter, Haley, they do that for me. They don't typically do that.
Okay. Sharon, well, they did a great job.
They did a super job putting everything
did.
Out.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she actually cut all of that, all the veggies and everything right there in the house. Right before everybody ate.
Wow.
I mean,
it was fresh.
She's a pro.
You talk about fresh, it was fresh.
Does she do that for a living?
No. She, Sharon used to run Dinner Savvy in Apex. That was one of those places where you go prepare your food and you take it home and then you have meals for the week. Well, she closed that down and went back with the company that she used to work with years ago so she didn't have to run her own business again.
Yeah.
And she actually does this for me at Christmas, and then I called her and asked her, hey, I wouldn't have had that without her.
I'll just tell you. I'm hungry thinking about that layout. It was all so good.
Those meatballs and that meat plate?
She's the first person I called.
I think you ate most of the chicken wings, though.
Yeah, they were pretty good. I love chicken wings. When we get chicken somewhere, like a bucket or something, we used to. I'd eat the chicken wings, and everybody else would eat all the good pieces. They said.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. But I'm pretty excited. Except there's going to be, I think, a little bit of ice this week, maybe. But you know, pansies are really doing well now. The crop we have, the hellebores. Are blooming like crazy. I'm standing right here beside Prunus Mume, and it's beautiful.
Do you know what variety that is, Phil?
That one is. Hold on, and I'll tell. I think this one has been here. I've got three, and they're just absolutely. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think it's the. Hold on a second. Yeah, Peggy Clark.
Okay, well, that's what Rufus has. That's that's kind of an older variety and a reliable one, and the nice soft pink ones has some fragrance.
Well, you know, Phil, gave me that thing about 20 years ago, and you said, put it on high ground. And and it was just sort of a ridge-like thing back there near where I have I just built the ground up a little bit, and it's just thrived.
Yeah. Right.
They don't like to sit in water, you told me.
No, they do not.
Definitely not.
They can.
We've got winter jasmine blooming. We've got quince.
What color quince?
We got the white.
Okay.
Right now, I think there's. Let me look a little more. I think there's some other colors around. We've got the double take white. Then we've got the winter sweet blooming, and with my Edgeworthia. It's blooming out enough now so you can smell it. The one down at the house.
Yes.
My Daphne.
Yeah, it just teases us for so long. We were talking about that earlier.
It does. I know. My Daphne's blooming. It's blooming out enough so when I walk under the pergola, I can smell that. And remarkably enough, a couple or 3 years ago, we stopped putting our shrubs and things under any cover. Because we have the trees here and that protects them somewhat. And you know, I'm looking at all the green and not just green, but all the different colors of shrubs. And everything made it very well. There's a couple of more petulant, but I would be willing to bet they got a little dry or something. So, goodness. I saw one of these coming out down at the house. The jasmine's coming out. Let's see what else. Yeah, I mean, everything else is looking really good. And the camellias, y'all may have already talked about
We've talked about some camellias, yes. Yeah. What do you got?
Well, the ones that we have here, well, I've got one that's Rufus's that I've got to get to him. I'll try to get it over there Monday. But we've got the Jack's camellias that are planted here. And then Lane and I are trying to figure out the ones that he put when we kind of redid our yard and our house. We put some new camellias in down there, and I planted two, and then we ended up putting when we had our chickens, the chicken pen is down there where those two camellias are. And I mean, the chickens are not there anymore, but I think all of the fertilizer from the chickens, those camellias, I don't think there's a spot on them. There's not a bloom. I mean, they're just gorgeous. I mean, it's just a mass of color.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, well, they're about 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're
happy.
20 feet tall.
No doubt about that. So, y'all open today?
We are.
Okay.
We are. Yeah. And then the professor sergeants are blooming. They're just going crazy right now.
I was talking to Rufus, one that looks similar but white. It doesn't exactly look like a carnation, but the white by the gate. Is a really pretty. If you
we
like white,
we cannot find that anywhere. We've looked and looked.
Yeah.
But the one that we got in right before the party is the Japanese Fantasy, and it looks like I promise you, it looks like the cherry blossoms in Washington.
Oh wow!
It is just full of color and buds. I mean, good gracious, it's full of buds.
Phil, you got to go, or you want to hang on a few minutes?
I can hang on a few minutes if
All right.
you want me to.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go ahead.
I don't want you to get cauliflower ear. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll talk to...
I tell you what, go ahead and talk to everybody, and because some other people will be calling in. Go ahead and talk to everybody, and I'll just be there next week.
All right. We'll see you on Saturday next week then, Phil.
Saw.
Thank you.
Guess
Thank you, Phil.
Phil Campbell, owner of Campbell Road Nursery.
I know you're coming out. Okay.
Wonderful.
Right.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Right. Thank you, girl. Bye-bye.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to Councilman Phil Matthews of Garner coming up here on the WPTF weekend. We're back on WPTF at 9:24, and Garner City Councilman Phil Matthews is with us. Always glad to hear from you, Councilman.
Well, good morning from Garner, America. The mayor was on yesterday with the PTF Morning News.
And yes, Mayor Gupton.
Yes, he was, and I can't be outdone by him.
Well, you've been at it a lot longer.
Yeah, yes, we have, and I'm trying to teach him. And we're going to PTF is our official radio station over here in Garner, America.
Wonderful, wonderful.
But if you enjoyed the show this morning, y'all were making me hungry a little bit earlier.
I know. We get hungry. We talk a lot of food on this show too.
Sure and on Campbell Road Nursery, that is a beautiful place.
I know.
Spend a few dollars over there from time to time.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I don't plan to do anything without consulting with you guys. And it's that time of the year for pruning trees. I'm thinking. And I've got a pear trees out there, and I got a blueberry bushes out there. And I'm wondering, when's about the best time to start trimming those down? With this crazy weather we're having, I didn't want to assume anything.
Well, blueberries certainly
now. Yeah, absolutely now. Because once they start breaking bud, it's almost too late. Go ahead and do it now.
Yeah. And did you say a pear tree?
Yeah.
What type of pear?
It's not a Bartlett pear. It was supposed to be a small one. These two trees got it very big, produced lots of beautiful green pears. And they weren't quite as sweet as were in years before. It's not a Bartlett, but it's just what I call a standard pear tree. I don't know what the official name of it would be.
Yeah, yeah. You need to go ahead and start putting
Yeah, you can do it now. Late winter's good.
Hey, Phil, we hate to tell you. You need to do it today.
Yeah,
that's right. Before it rains tomorrow. I know you're trying to get out of it, but today is the day to do it.
And, you know, there's some inclement weather next week.
And,
so.
And you know that the fruit's always on the tips. So spread those branches out so they're not going straight up.
Right.
Okay.
So it can kind of, you can put some weights on them. I mean, I've actually seen people make small weights with concrete and put a metal hook on it and just kind of pull them out to the side. Or you can put spreaders in there. You know, the V-type spreader. It's a V on a stick on both ends of the stick, you know, a narrow board, and just make spreaders to push them out.
And, of course,
they're kind of doing it naturally. When I'm cutting the grass on the mower, I have to duck. They're kind of hanging all down. So you said leave them alone?
No. You can, the ones that are down low like that's safety.
Yeah.
You could take those off without any prejudice.
But where does he take them off?
Yeah, you take those back all the way back to the main trunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
The bridge bark
collar.
Ridge. Yeah, the collar. Yeah. All the way back.
And anything dead and diseased.
And anything crossing, if it's touching, rubbing on each other, take one of them out. Yep.
Okay.
Suckers, well, water sprouts, anything coming up from the
ground. Yeah, any kind of roots or that are water suckers that are coming out.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you about a hibiscus bush. I planted these every year in the same spot, two of them. And I pulled been pulling the old ones up. Someone said, and I didn't pull them up yet this year. They're obviously dormant or dead out there. But will they come back, or I just go ahead and plant them? Pull
there
them
are,
up?
Why are you pulling them
there
up?
There are hardy hibiscus that will come up. You know, it's a bulb that is not, it's kind of semi-tropical, but they
we're in 8A now.
Something you get around Christmas time. And you can plant those.
Yeah, they look dead, Phil, but you just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
They'll come back.
Don't cut them back.
Well, yeah, cut them back, but just don't try to dig them out like you've talked about.
Now, when do you cut them back, Rufus?
Just as soon as they go dormant in the fall of the year.
Yeah.
That'd be today, right?
Yeah, it'd be today.
So you shouldn't have called. We're putting pressure on you.
Y'all have got me going. I got one more very important question. I get off because y'all got a lot of people.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Chitlin Club. How do I get in, Rufus?
You are now applying.
For the application.
Send me an email address, Phil. Uh-huh. My email is rufus@rufusedmiston.com.
rufus@rufusedmiston.com. .com, okay.
And send me a request to say, I hereby request consideration for the Chitlin Club.
Request.
And we'll put it before the High Tribunal.
Sound like a game plan.
And then send you a 10-page application.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we enjoy you. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Counselor, very much.
Good.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Councilman Phil Matthews of Garner with us. All right. Prospective Chitlin Club member. How about that? All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmiston, former Attorney General and Secretary of State, Chief Deputy Counsel on the Senate Watergate Committee, and the current Secretary General of Gardening in North Carolina. Got a proclamation signed by Governor, Secretary of State Elaine Marshall, and everything. How about that? So,
well, you've left off a very important
attorney.
Event. Is the great one of the...
He is the great one.
Wake County Chitlin Club. And
no matter how bad he feels, he is still the great one.
We have to leave it at that.
Man comes and is in charge of and oversees the Chitlin Club meeting, a long meeting, a lot of funny stuff, a lot of good material. Do you have writers, or do you come up with that on your own?
A little Hollywood in there.
Yeah, but with pneumonia.
So,
yeah, I don't think he knew he had pneumonia at the time.
No, I didn't.
Man was run down. He's Iron Man.
He certainly is, and still here.
Yeah, that's right. Out enjoying his garden now. Thank goodness.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, give us a call, 919-860-9783. Don't be afraid. We're not going to do anything to you. We're not gonna make you go out in the yard today and work.
But it would be good before tomorrow, before the rain comes.
Yeah. I mean, you might do a little fertilizing, a little light fertilization on your fescue lawn, for instance. That is something that's on the map for the Extension Service.
I might go by and get some clover seed.
Well,
and this afternoon,
get you some Wyatt Quarles clover seed.
Mm.
Is it Wyatt Quarles clover seed?
Well, I can get some clover seed at over at Logan's.
Yeah. Yeah, they're working. That has got to be a major undertaking. They're still not ready, but they're getting closer and closer at the State Farmers Market. And so they're transitioning. There's a lot of activity going on over there. But they are still open. Logan's is still open in their Seaboard Station area.
Yeah, they've got some things on sale because they'd rather sell them than move them.
Yeah. And that they got greenhouses that are coming up. I don't know if you've been over there since you've been sick. Melissa and I went out there Monday because I had the day off and had breakfast out at the Farmers Market restaurant. They're really coming up with those greenhouses.
No, I haven't walked up there.
Yeah. Yeah, they got
need to go out there.
Yeah.
Take a look. Look.
That's something. I'll tell you, I should not have mentioned the Farmers Market restaurant. We need to talk to Billy this morning, and we're going to do that at some point, whenever it's convenient for him. All right, Catherine and Joel, check with Billy at the State Farmers Market, see when he can join us. I had to mention the Farmers Market restaurant. Now all I'm thinking about are those biscuits and those sausage links.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And grits and everything.
Your breakfast at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's good.
Right. That's all right. I don't know.
The egg prices are going up, though.
That's all right. It's worth every penny. Yeah. Worth every penny. Especially the small farms that are out at the farmer's market. You buy those fresh eggs. Or friends once in a while
give
you eggs. Oh, they're different.
They are different.
Yeah,
they certainly.
I'm thankful for the mass operations. We wouldn't be able to live without them. But it's nothing like a little homegrown operation with
that yellow is really
just yellow, dark orange.
Dark
almost.
Orange.
Yeah, tastes different.
Absolutely, they eat what chickens ought to eat.
Yeah. 919-860-9783. Catherine is with us. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about my Cape jessamine. It has a lot of good growth, and it was really doing well. It's been in the ground a couple of years, but it got hurt by that cold spell.
A gardenia, of course.
It's got some brown leaves, and I want to know if there's something I need to do for it, or will it come back?
No, don't prune it. Don't do anything to it right now.
Yeah, usually cold damage will just, you'll freeze the tips and stuff, and they'll take care of itself.
Well, the roots, I'm sure, were probably. I mean, it looked healthy otherwise.
It
bloomed and all of that. I wouldn't worry about. I know you're concerned about it right now, but let's wait until we don't have any hard freeze indications, and we could still have a hard freeze.
Yeah.
And if you tried to fertilize it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Your pruning is you usually prune a gardenia after it blooms, and you don't want to get too far into the fall, late summer and fall for that. So you definitely don't want to do that right now because it would hurt it. It would promote growth.
Right.
And so don't. I wouldn't worry about it right now.
Okay.
See, there's somebody we didn't put to work. There you go.
Just wait and see.
So later in the spring, if it still has the brown leaves, should I try to trim them off?
It depends on how. I mean, if it's just the tips, don't even worry about that.
Yeah, until after it blooms.
Yeah, and the reason for that is, if it will still photosynthesize even with the tips. I tell people don't prune. I mean, if you're concerned about frost damage or freeze damage on any kind of leaf or insect damage, even if it's more than 50%, then you could go ahead and prune that off. But if it's less than, 50%, it's okay. It will still continue to photosynthesize.
Well, good, because I didn't want to lose it.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to.
Thank you so much. I love this program.
You know the Cape Jasmine, that Cape Jasmine gardenians in the coffee family? I didn't know that.
I did not either. Yeah. I'll tell you, these families of plants are most unusual of the things that they are akin to.
The coffee family.
Well.
Huh. How about that?
Well, that Cape Jasmine is the old wonderful thing. I've got one, Catherine, that is over 75 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And it gets brown tips once in a while.
Oh absolutely. Yeah. The only thing that's ever gotten is some of those little mealybugs on the back. And I use a horticultural oil on that.
Oh, okay.
Catherine, you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you so much, and you all too.
Yes, ma'am.
You're making my day.
Thank you.
You
made our day.
Today is my 92nd birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Catherine. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Nice lady.
Too. All right. If you have a birthday today, come call us. We'll sing to you for what it's worth. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. It's 9:42. All right. It's 9:46 it is. Mike Rayleigh here along with Rufus Edmonston and Mark Bumgardner of the Orange County Extension Service. Brother Billy is out at the State Farmers Market. Billy, what's going on, brother?
Hey, everything's good here. I'm outside at the Farmers Building as we speak.
Everybody's coughing. You got some kind of problem?
Yeah, he got the croup.
Got the croup or the distemper?
Yeah, something like that. Might
got a kennel cough. Well, at any rate, I hope you feel better. So what's going on out there? Those wonderful old farmers keep plugging along.
They are. I was just coming back down through there talking to them, looking at their greens and their carrots and taters.
That sounds good. That's something else make me hungry.
Come on, Billy, find me some kale.
Yeah, I believe we can find some kale down there for Rufus. If not, we'll daggone try to come up with our own concoction.
I'm going to suggest that Pam serve that at the next Chipmunk Club
meeting.
Oh,
Lordy. Oh, well, one thing about it, you can choose it. You can choose or not choose. Yeah, right. That'd be fine.
It's a buffet.
Kale and chitlins. That's got it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, we love the chitlins.
Yeah.
And a lot of people love kale, too. I mean, it just depends on the way it's served and maybe the variety. Maybe the variety, because a lot of people grow those in their boxes, so, the winter winter vegetables. So.
Some of the finest people I've ever known love kale.
Yeah, dang, I'm right.
They're my best friends.
Let's not.
But not you.
And he is very forthright about it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But, hey, do you have any tunnel-grown strawberries?
We do. There's some tunnel-grown strawberries
here. Wow.
Yeah, that's done. Mark, these folks do that down around Castle Hayne, the Wilmington area, and they've been coming to the farmer's market for years and years, and those strawberries are good.
Wow, okay. I've my strawberries look beautiful this year, but I know this is going to be a rough year for a lot of farmers that depend upon strawberries because of a disease.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. Something from the plant starts coming from British Columbia has gotten down, and I can't remember the name of this disease, but it's affecting the majority of starts and stuff. So people are having to get their starts from California instead of British Columbia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we don't want anything to happen. With our citrus crop. There's been major problems in Florida over the years.
Yes,
we don't have tangerines anymore.
No.
Because of disease problems, and we want to nip that in the bud.
See, what was the name of that big citrus company. Was it Red River or something? Red River?
Yeah.
That a lot of them have gone out of business because of the disease you were talking about?
Yeah, and you know, the grapefruits aren't as big. The oranges, the navel oranges aren't as big as they used to be. The grapefruits aren't as, anywhere yeah, near as big.
The navel orange is about the size of what a tangerine used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're, that's too bad. So we don't want that to happen to strawberries. I mean, the farmers are doing yep. the best they can in Florida and other parts of the country.
You seen some eggs out there, Billy?
Yeah, you got some eggs?
We got eggs, and you know, we're a little bit different than the big egg industry at times. I mean, these our farmers still have to worry about all the
influenza.
Yeah.
But yeah, we still have eggs out here, and they're plugging right along with them.
The best place to find eggs is the State Farmers Market restaurant.
That's right.
Get over, man.
Do I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
But I like stopping at the, you know, along the side of the road where you see those people are growing eggs,
sure.
You know, put them out there in a cooler. And
but you have several folks at the farmer's market who sell fresh eggs, don't you, Billy?
We do, under the open-air building inside the market shops as well.
So you got plenty of grains, you got firewood, you got potatoes.
And we still have plenty of cut flowers. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't get in.
It's a three-day weekend.
Absolutely.
Well, that's right. President's Day is on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's
you give your bride some flowers for President's Day.
Yeah.
If you want to. You know,
I bet you
or
get
any
some,
day.
Somewhere out there, baby, you can get some. If you messed up and not got your sweetheart any chocolates, there's a place out there somewhere where you can get some chocolate. I know you can get some fudge up in the
fudge will do.
I know you can get some chocolate at one of the candy places down there in the market shop.
Yeah, and they have that chocolate-covered toffee. My wife likes that. I want to say it's Griff's. It's in a little box.
Yeah.
That's the stuff, though, that takes you about 3 days to eat, the toffee. They get real chewy.
Yeah, but see, when I buy my wife that, then I get a little bit of peace and quiet while she eats that.
It's like a mule eating briars, you know. You just can't, not your wife, but just generally speaking, when you're trying to eat toffee, huh? Just the first comparison that came to my mind. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well.
Never unstick those dentures with a coffee.
Oh, me. My face is getting flushed here.
Oh, that was funny.
You see how much fun it is just talking about State Farmers Market.
It is. It is. It is fun to do that. And up in the market shops, I'll tell you, it always smells good.
Yeah, and as Rufus said that one time, if you get a slice of pie from the baker and give it to your girlfriend, you're assured a second date.
Yeah, that got right.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't worry about chocolate or toffee. Get them a pie or a piece of cake.
18, they call it 18. I call it 18 Wheeler. It's a place down there that's got little thin layers of chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
About 18 layers, 18 Wheeler. Now, that is something else.
Wow.
Yeah, and they sell half a cake, and you can sit there and look at all them layers.
Yep. Sit there and count them. Uh-huh. Go through your numbers.
Yeah. And do you still get the jelly out there that has no sugar added?
Sugar-free jelly for the missus.
I forgot to bring it in. I bought some sugar-free candy, chocolate. It was one that looked like a Reese's cup. It had peanut butter. I should have brought that. I meant to bring that to you.
Yeah.
This morning that I got in Williamsburg.
Well, my blood sugar is doing very well.
Good.
Thank goodness for modern medicine.
Yeah. Amen.
Glipizide.
So, you can get the cakes and the chocolate and all of that out there, and the cinnamon bread, which is my favorite.
Yeah, and our buddy over at the wonderful seafood restaurant, Kemp.
Oh, Kemp, yeah.
And his
yeah.
his mother is a grand, grand lady.
Yep. Father was a sheriff
was
in Orange County?
High sheriff of Orange County, where Mart's the...
Those folks know how to make seafood.
And she's a great listener.
Yeah.
So and Kemp is just a super guy.
He is. And
so
they
generous.
Take care of you there and all just about all you can eat. More
it's
than you can eat.
It's another meal.
It certainly
if you,
is.
If you don't get another meal out of it, you're something wrong. Well, you're a hog if you eat it
yeah,
all.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that's the seafood restaurant that opens up about 11 o'clock, Billy?
About 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. What time do they close?
They close at 6 during the week and 7 later in the week.
So. Boy, I bet that people.
So we were talking earlier off the air about Logan's out there. Are they pretty close to opening up out there?
I know they've got a greenhouse is going up.
Yeah, they have. They're remodeling the greenhouses where we're there, and I was watching them yesterday. Put some clear sheeting up on the roof of the greenhouses because they turn them into a little A-frame.
Yeah,
where they were around.
Do you know how far off they are before opening?
I can't give you a date on it, but they are a whole lot closer than what they were, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well, Billy, you got anything big coming up here at the farmer's market that we need to know about?
Ferris wheel?
No, we're not putting Ferris wheel
in. We're still negotiating with the governor and everybody else on that.
Yeah, they keep turning Mike down.
I know. That's all right. I'm used to that. Well, we always love having you on, Billy.
Well, I appreciate y'all having us on here.
Yeah, and you take her easy there. Get rid of that kennel cough.
I'm going to try to.
All right, go get you some kale.
There you go.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Bye. Egg, sausage, and kale this morning for breakfast.
Take kale.
We'll be back on the Weekend Gardener, I think, if they let us.